Mr. Zaidi, first of all, briefly, what is the purpose of your visit here?
We came to Australia on the invitation of the Election Commission from Australia Electoral Commission. They have formulated an electoral visitors program in which they invited 19 countries, and India is one of them. The purpose of this visit was to familiarize these countries with the electoral democracy in this country and various processes and procedures. They also wanted us to go around polling stations and to see how the process is conducted, and to finally understand the system and to forge a kind of international partnership.
I understand that the systems in India and Australia are quite different as far as voting is concerned. We have preferential voting here. But were there any areas that overlapped and where you think that there can be some sort of emulation that can take place from the Australian system to the Indian electoral system?
There are many, many good points here. One, Australia has a very long established democracy. They were the first one who introduced ballot boxes. They were the one who first introduced secret ballot system. So they are pioneers in regard to so many things. One, I like the simplicity of their system. Two, the amount of trust they place in voters. Three, we found that candidates and political parties were very cooperative here with the entire election process. And fourth, it was very, very transparent. So these are some of the things which we thought could in the longer run be considered. Another thing was postal ballot system. So maybe for specialized categories of people who were not able to participate on the poll day, probably postal ballot system facility could be considered for being extended.
There's been a thrust on including the NRIs in the Indian electoral system. How do you plan to do that, if you can tell us briefly? Because a lot of people, the NRIs, they feel that they need to be part of the Indian electoral system, yet they cannot travel back as is required for them to, in order to be able to cast their vote on the day of election in India.
Oh yes, as you would know, the NRIs were enabled to be classified as a separate category. Because they are absent from their home constituencies for various purposes, trade, employment, education. So therefore, they were exempted from the provision of being present in their home constituencies for a particular length of time. So under law, they can be allowed to be enrolled while they are abroad. So that legal provisions have been made. However, under the law, they are required to come back to their home constituencies to cast their vote. That is the bottleneck. So we have now finally, after deep examination, found that we will have to provide them electronic postal ballot facility, in which in one way the postal ballot will be transferred electronically within 2 to 3 days of the finalization of the candidates, and the NRI will have to then send back that postal ballot either by courier or any other quicker mail system, so that it is able to reach the returning officer in time. And thereafter, we will include the person in counting process. We have the technology, we have the operational process in place.
And there's a change in law required for that?
The change in law is required because postal ballot facility needs to be extended to NRI, and that is where the change is needed. I'm very hopeful. We have already given the draft for legal amendments. I'm very hopeful that it will come through.
Who exactly is eligible if somebody holds a foreign passport and has already renounced the Indian citizenship? Is there a way such a person can vote?
Very clearly, only the Indian citizens and who are above the age of 18 years and are otherwise qualified will be eligible to be registered as voters and will be eligible to cast their votes as NRI voters. No other category of persons holding foreign citizenship, etc., will be eligible for this process. This is very clear.
Are you hoping that in 2017 Punjab election, the Punjabi NRIs will be able to cast their vote through e-ballot paper?
Actually, the commission is working hard that this amendment comes through, so that we can experiment it.
And one final question. Are you also concerned about the use of drugs in election, especially in Punjab? because the previous CEC has also been very vocal about that problem during last election, and this time in 2017, do you think that is something that you need to focus on?
Yes, going by the previous experiences, drugs, its use and its sale and other things during election time is a manifestation of abuse of money, black money. And therefore, Commission is very concerned. We are evolving a strategy for the upcoming election. The state you mentioned is known for this. And we will come up with a very robust strategy to check the use of drugs in the election process so that our voters are not affected by this abuse of money manifested in the form of drugs.